Page 74. Lesson 6.
Preparation test. 1. Some people gather books in a haphazard manner and without... 2. She rued very bitterly when she... Her mother. 3. Let us be exact in what we say so as to preclude any possibility of... 4. The doctor reproved the nurse who had been... Her patient. 5. It was definite that he was to be a passenger on the boat, though he would not be explicit about his...
Part 1. Abhor. Most people abhor the criminal of kidnapping the children. Boost. If you boost me up, I can reach the window easily. His friend's willingness to help him was a big boost to the morale. Detention. The jail is used for detention of persons who have been arrested. Explicit. He gave such explicit directions that everyone understood them. Invidious. Wise teachers avoid invidious rules against the students. Malign. You malign a generous person when you call him a stingy person. Potable. In places where the water is not potable, they set up purifying systems. Rue. I never went to school, and I've rued it bitterly all my life. Subsist. People in the far north subsist chiefly on fish and meat. Unruly. She was such an unruly child that nobody could get along with her. Page 76. Part 2. Agile. The boy had an agile mind and could come up with excuses as quickly as his mother asked for them. Caprice. His lack of money was the result of caprice in spending on unnecessary things. Disconsolate. She is disconsolate about the death of her father. Fallacy. It is a popular fallacy to suppose that riches always bring happiness. Ingenious. She gave ingenious answers to all of the stranger's questions. Mirage. I saw a mirage that made the highway ahead seem to be flooded with water. Preclude. The heavy thunderstorm precluded our going to the beach. Sheer. Sheer white curtains hung at the little windows to let in as much light as possible. From the top of the wall, there was a sheer drop of 100 feet to the water below. Succinct. His letter was succinct, with all the major points on one page. Page 78, Part 3. Arable. There is not much arable land on the side of a rocky mountain. Complacent. The winner's complacent smile annoyed the loser in the football game. Dismember. The wolves dismembered the deer's dead body with their sharp teeth. After the war, the defeated country was dismembered and could no longer be called a nation. Glee. She danced with glee when she saw the new toys which her father bought her for her birthday present. Implicit. He gave us implicit consent to take the apples, for he smiled when he saw us do it. Mischievous. Someone is spreading mischievous stories about the minister's private life. redundant. In the sentence, "She lives alone by herself," the word "alone" is redundant. Solicitude. The solicitude shown to him by his neighbors after the robbery impressed him very deeply. Surplus. The bank keeps a large surplus of money in reserve. Page 81. Part 4. Abate. The doctor gave him some medicine to abate the pain. Consummate. His ambition was consummated when he won the prize. Dwindle. Our savings have dwindled since my wife was sent to the hospital. Haphazard. It is a haphazard timetable. Sometimes lessons are held, and sometimes they aren't. Obvious. It is obvious that a blind man ought not to drive an automobile. Overt. I know only his overt reasons for refusing. He may have others. Rebuff. We tried to be friendly, but his rebuff made us think he wanted to be left alone. Somber. He was sad, and his thought about the future was very somber. Thwart. The boy's lack of money thwarted his plans for college. Vehement. I have a vehement hatred of people who are cruel to animals. Page 83. Part 5. Benign. The benign old lady sent us a kind and warm smile. Degrade. The sergeant was degraded to private for the reason of disobeying orders. Ephemeral. My other writings are very ephemeral, but this book will be remembered forever. Illiterate. People who have never gone to school are usually illiterate. Lavish. Not every rich man is lavish in spending money. It is a mistake to lavish kindness on ungrateful people. Peddle. He is the one who is peddling the drugs unlawfully. Reprove. She reproved the maid in an angry voice for breaking the dish. Synthetic. Many kinds of fabrics, furs, and drugs are synthetic products. Unbounded. His unbounded courage and compassion made him an excellent leader of the nation. Wretched. He was wretched when he failed the entrance examination again.